USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo and the surrounding areas as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. Remember, you can listen online anytime at USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that will make the state the first to allow employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders against other people. The bill was vetoed twice by former Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, and goes beyond a measure that he signed allowing only law enforcement officers and immediate family members to ask judges to temporarily take away people's guns when they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. Newsom is also a Democrat who signed a companion bill allowing the gun violence restraining orders to last 1 and 5 years, although the gun owners could petition to end those restrictions earlier. The new laws were among 15 gun-related laws that Newsom approved as the state strengthens what it calls the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and he calls it the nation's toughest restrictions. Between 1993 and 2017, there was a 62% decline in the gun murder rate in the state of California, nearly double the 34% nationally. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Pentagon has announced that 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. John Clements reports.
The deployment includes 2 fighter squadrons, 2 batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a dynamic young African leader whose sweeping reforms and surprising embrace of a bitter rival has been praised as an inspiration to the continent and a hopeful counterpoint to strongman movements far beyond it. Now the task for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is reining in the ethnic violence that followed the loosening of repressive controls and is resisting any urge to crack down. One outspoken African activist said, quote, "He deserves it and the new challenge is keeping it up." Abiy, a favorite to win despite speculation about young climate activist Greta Thunberg, told the Nobel Committee he was humbled and thrilled to receive its 100th Peace Prize, calling peace, quote, "a rare commodity in our region," end of quote. He hoped the award would encourage other African leaders. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.